Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 8th. Happy Saturday. I hope you are having a wonderful day, that you are able to enjoy some rest today, and that you would see that rest as a gift from the Lord. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And we'll start with 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. So we're moving into a different book. This is the story of Elijah and the widow. Then we'll go over to the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 29 through 34. And that is the story of two blind men receiving their sight. Then we'll go to the book of Proverbs and receive wisdom from God for our day. Starting with 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup, that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Today, I was reminded that ice is a gift. I don't know why. I was walking into the church, and I was chomping on ice like I shouldn't be doing. And the Lord struck me with the thought, this is such a gift of privilege that you have ice. And so that thought, paired with this passage, is one that makes me want to repent. To repent of all the times that I have taken for granted the gifts that the Lord has given. There are so many in the world who are looking for their next meal. They don't know where it'll come from. And yet, I complain about the food that I'm presented with. And I take for granted the ice. Lord, today we repent of our ungratefulness. And we thank you, Lord, for this story of your provision. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to know how we can be your hands and feet and help provide for those who are in need. Now let's turn over to Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 29. "Now as they went out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.' Then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet. But they cried out all the more, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David.' So Jesus stood still and called them and said, 'What do you want me to do for you?' They said to him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.' So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. And now from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 and 33. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. During the season of Lent, we as a staff are reading a little devotional book called Lent by Esau Macaulay. And in this little book, he talks about one of the practices of Lent is confession. We should confess our sins to the Lord all the time, but we take special time and put special emphasis on confession. And one way that we can do this is if we go through the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount and ask ourselves if we are in violation of the principles that are in these scriptures in thought or word or deed. And so today I'm just going to read the Ten Commandments for you. And as I do so, I want you to ask the Lord to reveal to you any aspect of your life that is not in keeping with His Word. Will you pray with me? Lord, you say in your Word that you are the Lord, our God, who brought your people up out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, we should have no other gods before you. Lord, you remind us that we should not make for ourselves a carved image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the sea. And we should not bow down to anything as an idol or serve anything as an idol. Lord, you remind us not to take your name in vain. Help us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Lord, we pray that you would help us honor our father and mother. We seek you, Lord, and ask that you would help us not to murder with our thoughts or through actions that would cause someone pain. Help us not to commit adultery. Keep us from lustful thinking. Lord, we pray that you would not allow us to steal. Make us people of integrity. Lord, keep our mouths shut and help us not to bear false witness against our neighbor. Remind us, Lord, that you are listening. Help us to think about whether we would say something negative about another if that person were listening. And finally, Lord, we lift our hearts to you, asking you to help us not to covet our neighbor or our neighbor's wife or husband or their situation or, Lord, any gift that you have given to those that we know. Instead, Lord, help us to be grateful for everything you provide, even down to the ice. We pray all these things in the strong name of Jesus our Lord, who paid the price for us so that we can be free from our sin. We give glory to you, O Lord Christ. Amen.